Hello and welcome. I'm Ellen O'Brien. I'm here with this week's Storage Media Group podcast. I'm in studio with Fran Sales, who's going to take you through this week's top headlines, and John Hilliard, who will wrap it up with his favorite blog posts. Before that, as you all know, we talk with Dave Raffo, our top news editor. He's based in D.C. Dave, thanks so much for calling in.
Well, it's great to be here as it is every week.
Well, Dave, I want to talk only about Falcon Store this week. I found that story so interesting. They have finally wrapped up the criminal investigation into allegations that they bribed JP Morgan Chase to buy their software. They paid out $5.8 million to put it behind them. Tell me, what kind of effect is this going to have on Falcon Store in the long run?
Well, I think the most negative effects are probably behind them. You know, this cloud has been hanging over their head. So these charges, obviously everybody has known about them, that the investigation was going on. Their former CEO committed suicide last year. So there was a lot of uncertainty, as always, when something like this happens. So I think now that they've paid off and the investigation is pretty much done, it should help them a little. The question is whether the harm that is done over the last couple of years can be undone.
Let's talk about the convictions. We're talking about $300,000 in alleged bribes in the form of things like gift cards and golf games. I have to say, when I first read that, I thought, there's a lot of salespeople taking their storage vendors out for golf games. What changed here?
Well, you know, it wasn't just, you know, $25 Best Buy gift card. It was, one of the things that they did was deposit $100,000 into a gambling account for a J.P. Morgan executive. They also gave stock shares and stock options, and, maybe that explains some of J.P. Morgan's bad investments in recent years. But, there were some, pretty lucrative payoffs. I believe the golf was not golf games, but, memberships in golf clubs and things like that. These are pretty substantial payoffs here. And, the software contracts, I believe there were three different contracts totaling over $12 million. That was like 7% of Falcon Store's revenue during this period. So it's pretty substantial charges here.
What does CEO Jim McNeil say now? Does he say, look, it was another era, it was a small group of people? What is their defense to the storage industry?
Yeah, well, their defense was exactly that. It was the CEO and two salespeople. Everybody's gone from the company now. He's been in charge I think it was like a year and a half now. So there's been some, obviously, reorganization of people. And, like the old crew, people responsible for this is gone, basically, is what the Falcon Store says now. And it's time for them to move ahead. And, now that they can't have competitors whispering in customers' ears anymore, saying, when this fine comes down, Falcon Store is going to go out of business. So $5.8 million is not exactly chicken feed, but it's not something that's going to bankrupt the company.
Okay. So, well, it'll be interesting to see what the following months and year looks like for Falcon Store. And it was a tragic story highlighted by the suicide you mentioned of Rajane Hu, the former CEO. Thanks so much, Dave, for writing about it and blogging about it on Storage Soup. And we look forward to talking with you next week.
Okay. I'll talk to you then. Take care.
Thanks, Dave. I'm going to pass it off to Fran Sales now. She'll talk about a couple of our other best headlines this week. Fran, take it away.
Thanks, Ellen. We have a couple more headlines this week, starting with some news from Dell. Dell exec Carter George, formerly with Ocarina, gave us the rundown on Dell's SSD strategy in a one-on-one Q&A with reporter Carol Sliwa. He also talked about what's holding up Dell's plans to integrate Ocarina data reduction technology into Dell storage arrays. Check it out on searchstorage.com. Next up, storage expert John Twiga looked at what he called the storage infrastructure. At Storage Decisions Chicago last week, Twiga ran down a list of trends affecting today's storage systems and how management can be improved through things like proactive capacity growth and space reclamation. If you missed the show, check out Twego's talk on searchstorage.com. And from our Storage Soup blog, there's news that DataCore launched SanSymphony V9, storage virtualization software that's more suited to large data centers and cloud providers. It has new or expanded automated disk pooling, auto-tiering, synchronized mirroring, and a host of other features. Now let's turn to John for his blog pick this week. John?
Thanks, Fran. If anyone needs a reminder about how not to store sensitive data, allow the Alaska Department of Health and Social Services serve as your example. Earlier this week, the agency agreed to a $1.7 million settlement with the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services after a USB hard drive that possibly contained the health data of Medicaid beneficiaries was stolen from the vehicle of an employee of the Alaskan Social Services Agency. Note the key word here, possibly. The theft was reported to the feds, and an HHS investigation found evidence that the Alaska Department of Health and Social Services didn't have adequate policies in place to protect personal health data or complete a risk analysis. HHS also found that the Alaskan agency hadn't implemented sufficient risk management measures, had completed security training of its workforce, implement controls on devices and media, or use encryption on devices and media in their computer systems. Along with the settlement, Alaska Department of Health and Social Services has to revise its policies to ensure that it's compliant with the security regulations under federal law. Now, we've previously talked about the risk of storing sensitive data on thumb drives, laptops, and other mobile devices on the podcast in the past. But this time, I think it's probably worth pointing out, this is the first report that ended with a financial penalty. And $1.7 million is quite a lot for a single USB hard drive that might contain the data that you're looking for.
Wow, that is a huge price to pay for a small thumb drive. So thanks for that, John.
You're welcome.
And that's all the storage headlines we have for this week. For more, check out our site, searchstorage.com.